How do you stay motivated to reach your goals? It's a question we hear a lot and one heard by many coaches and trainers. It's even a question I've asked my own coach. That's why he'll join me today to answer why motivation isn't enough, how to build lifelong habits, and share the small daily actions you can take right now to get closer to the life you want. And don't forget, if you find this episode valuable, please share it with somebody who needs a little extra motivation.
But first, this is the FitMess, where together we learn to develop habits that help us live beyond our mental health struggles to create happier, healthier lives.
He's Zach. He lives in the future with his anxiety.
He's Jeremy, and he lives in the past with his depression. And we get together once a week in the present to share the obstacles we face and how we overcome them.
All right, thank you for being there. Zach is off today. We are joined today by a special guest, my coach, my friend, Joe Villegas. Joe, I'm so psyched to be doing this with you, man. You have been instrumental in some big changes in my life. So tell the folks who you are, a little bit about you, so they know that you are someone you should trust as we spend the next 30 minutes or so chatting about motivation.
Yeah, I'll try my best to convince them here in a couple seconds, but definitely appreciate you having me on. You know, for those listening, my name is Joe Villegas, kind of longtime nutrition strength coach. I've worked with folks kind of from all over, everything from stay-at-home parents to pro UFC fighters, anything in between. And I've had the absolute pleasure of getting to work with our very own Jeremy Grader here. So just pumped to be along, like really excited to be on the episode here with you today, kind of guest hosting, and excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, me too. Well, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about motivation. This is something that I have spent way too much of my life waiting for to make the changes that were necessary. We hear from people all the time, how do I get motivated? I'm just waiting for motivation to show up, maybe on Monday, maybe on New Year's, maybe next month. And the motivation typically never comes, or if it does, it's fleeting. This topic is coming up because we actually got an interesting question from a listener, and his name is Nick. And so let's hear from Nick now, because I thought that this was a very poignant question. I wanted to hear it from directly from him rather than having me share his words on his behalf.
Hey guys, I'm Nick from Define Life, and I'm the creator of the Define My Day Planner. One of the things we experience in our business, and I think it happens across the industry, is that people come in highly motivated for the first week. They have high expectations of themselves. And when it doesn't quite happen as fast as they expect, by week three or four, they start to lose that motivation and that ability to keep going forward. And they stop too soon. They stop before they actually get the results that are probably not too far off. So how do you help somebody, or how do you guys perceive the 0.01% improvement that's happening to you every day? Do you have any way that you mark that progress so that you stay motivated and keep moving forward towards your goals? Thanks for letting me ask the question. Keep moving forward. Bye.
All right. So Joe, you're the professional here. I have my ideas, but you actually work with people on this. And I think there's two interesting points here. One is the motivation itself. How do you get it? How do you keep it? Is it even important? But also that tracking, and when you're talking about wellness is very squishy. Weight loss, there's numbers. You know, inches, right, there's numbers. Miles, yep, there's numbers. But wellness, it's sort of this squishy, like, I'm feeling more well today. How do you help people with this?
Yeah, for sure. Great question. I'm glad it's all dumped on me now. I got to do all the work today, but it's fine.
Yeah, because you're the expert. So the light is shining on you now.
Yeah, you and Zach get the day off. No, all good, all good. So it's interesting, though, and it's very interesting timing, because, as you know, I have my own show, which, you know, you were on, which is awesome, and I just had a guest on. He was a former Navy SEAL, real, like, super cool dude, and he told his story about getting through SEAL training, right? And he actually, this first time through, he quit during Hell Week, which, if people have seen that kind of like on, you know, YouTube or TV, right? They're wet and sandy, carrying logs and boats and all that stuff. And he said the second time through, he found himself literally, it was the same day in training, around the same time, sitting in the same spot, and he pushed through and he made it. And I was like, dude, like, take me to that point in time. Like, what was the difference? And he goes, the first time I went through training or tried to, he's like, I was motivated. He's like, I was motivated to be a SEAL. He goes, and it waned. I got tired, delirious, couldn't do it, and I quit. He said, the second time I went through training, I wasn't motivated. He's like, I was inspired. And he said that his grandmother had raised him, and he really connected with the idea of, like, I want to show my grandmother I can be somebody and kind of break this. He kind of, you know, grew up in a broken home and came from a really rough area. This is like DC in the 90s, you know, like not a great place. And he said, I really wanted to, you know, kind of break that cycle and show her I could be somebody. And that's what like pushed me through that moment and got me through. So I think when we talk about motivation, right, to, at least from my perception of it, is it tends to be for most people very like external. Like you need something to motivate you, right? It's my goal motivates me, or I want to look good at the beach or whatever. It's you need to kind of push yourself down the road to follow whatever that thing is. Versus if you're inspired, you're pulled to do that thing.
I think there's a difference between motivation and purpose. I think in this case, inspiration and purpose are interchangeable. I think motivation is that feeling that you get once every, you know, 37 months where you're like, I could probably go for a run today. I feel pretty good. And people wait for that to show up every day and not the like, there's something I have to be. There's someone I have to become. There's something I need to do to make this life more enjoyable or worth living, right? That's that purpose. That's that thing that drives you, that no matter what you feel like, no matter what the mood is or your lack of motivation, you're like, nope, I said I'm the guy that does this. I got to go do this today.
It's more like intrinsic, right? It's more within you than it is. Like motivation's this like fleeting thing, right? It's kind of how I feel. Like, yeah, you might feel motivated for the moment, but what's going to carry you through is like the discipline you build by doing the thing.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
So typically speaking, like if I'm working with somebody, they have their goal set up, whatever it might be, right? Like this is actually, you're probably a good example of this when we work together, right? Yeah. Like you had a more of a longer term goal. And what did we do? We like cranked that thing down to the point where like all I wanted you to do was not drink that much coffee. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, and you're like, I could do that. Like, I don't even need motivation to do that. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, great. And you did it. And it game changer, right? So I think motivation is great, but it's fleeting. It shouldn't necessarily be the focus because you're not going to have it all the time. But if you can link your goal, if you can dovetail your goal to a higher purpose, then you don't need the motivation. And when it does come, then that's like a plus day, right? Where you crush it. But the days that you're not motivated, the days like you're on your worst day, what's going to push you to do it then? If you can figure out what that is, then you're good pretty much any day. What's interesting, one more point I want to share is I have a client right now, and I won't say her name, you know, kind of keep her privacy, but she has three different goals that we're working on together. One is wellness related. The other two have nothing to do. One's like her business and one's like relationship related. So it's like very spread out. And she was like, I don't understand why I keep like self-sabotaging my wellness goals, like getting shredded and all this stuff. And I said, okay, let's look at your goals. Like, let's look at the things that you want, right? So she has this business goal, her health goal, and this relationship thing. And I said, let's put them in order of priority. And so she said, business is like number one. Okay, great. And then her body was number two and relationship was number three, right? And as we're going through this, I'm like, okay, like why is your business the number one? Like, why does that get all the attention? And she's like, well, it's my source of income. It's fun to me. Like, it's fun to build. I connect with my clients and like, that's important to me. I feel like special, like, you know, running my thing. Like, I feel like I'm contributing more. It kind of like ticked all the boxes for her, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, if your business is like that big of a deal to you, right? And you really care about those people you help, could you tie your health goal to that purpose? Meaning like, would you achieving your health goal mean anything to those people that you're already serving? And she said, yes, because some of them are like the folks that she, you know, works with, are dealing with addiction, and she herself has dealt with addiction. And so the whole kind of idea of it is like, hey, if you can, like, if I can overcome this addiction, then I can better myself beyond, like, even a normal expectation of someone trying to get fit. You can do it too.
Yeah.
Right? And so the second that she, like, connected those dots of, like, oh, well, by me achieving this health goal, I'm setting the example for these people that I help in my business, it, like, changed the game for her.
Yeah, I think there's two things. Just talking about those conversations that you have with people, the people she's now going to interact with because of that change, she's going to help them the way that my conversation with you about coffee completely changed everything because it opened up other doors. The other conversation I had was with Tony Horton, the creator of the P90X workout. You've had him on your show as well.
Love Tony.
Yep. I talked to him a couple of years ago, and he's the one that really kicked the door open for me when we had this conversation, and I asked him this very thing, like, how, like, I hate going to the gym. I don't want to do it. It sucks. How do I do it anyways? And here's what he told me.
Well, I'm going to speak directly to you, Jeremy. And here's what you need to do. You're probably not doing. Your purpose sucks. You don't have a purpose. You don't have a reason why that's substantial enough for you to be consistent, right? So, you know, I mean, you said it just a few minutes ago. You feel great as a result of doing the workout. So, I mean, how many days a week do you want to feel great? How many days a week do you want to feel guilty and lame? You know, I mean, like, and so... To be consistent, you need a plan. So get your purpose in line. I'm going to feel good today at my exercise today without making, who cares how much I bench, who cares how much I squat, who cares how perfect my abs look at the end of the one workout. I mean, all that stuff is just arbitrary baloney, right? So you want to get rid of that. So your purpose should be, I want to feel good. I want to have more energy. I want to have more enthusiasm for life. I want my brain to function better because when I exercise, I release norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor inside my temporal lobe, inside my hippocampus. Your whole life, everything about who you are as a human being, physically, mentally, and emotionally, comes from inside the center of your brain called the hippocampus. Now, a lot of people use drugs and alcohol and porn and whatever the hell else they use to try to temporarily stimulate that part of the brain, but in general, those sort of short-term attempts lead to long-term problems. So you want to have some sort of maybe, you know, short-term discipline and exercise and food discipline for a lifetime of feeling really well, right? So the goal here, ultimately, man, is just to figure out what your purpose is that's so substantial. This is the bottom line. It's priority one. It's the foundation for who I am. Everything else is ancillary. Everything else is numbers is B, C, D, F. It's not A. It's not one. That's who you are. Boom. Figure. Because you understand that who you are as a 63-year-old could turn out better than maybe your parents or grandparents did. Number two is your plan. What time are you going to work out? What workout is it? And know that 30 days in advance. You just get your calendar, man. Okay. Like for me, on Mondays, it's cardio. Boom. I got guys coming over. On Wednesdays, it's, Tuesdays is shoulders and arms. Wednesday is plyo. Thursday is chest and back. Friday is balls and boxes. Saturday is yoga. Sunday is the 4-hour ninja course. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Now, I schedule 7 workouts. I usually miss one, sometimes two, but I always get my 5. And don't forget about 3 days a week. Throw yourself down a set of stairs. It's the same damn thing. You know what I mean? Because 3-4 days off are going to go, you know, that's you, buddy, because it's going to kick the crap out of the 3 days on. It's just, it's just futile, right? You know, like, oh, I'm going to breathe 3 days this week. I'm going to eat 3 days a week. I'm going to sleep 3 nights this week. I'm going to go to work 3 nights this week. I'm going to pay my bills once every 3 months. There's all this stuff that we naturally do. We don't question it. And all we get is survival. That's all we get. We get survival on Earth. What is that, like a C minus life? No, if you want an A plus, you got to show up all the time. So you got your purpose, you got your plan. Now how are you going to stay accountable? Find some warriors. You know, I have like 25 people in my quiver of friends, and I'm always emailing and texting and calling. You showing up, you're going to be here. And that's it. You know what I mean? It's purpose, plan, and accountability through having the right kind of people in your life. And if you can't get it done then, you're supposed to be an overweight, miserable son of a bitch. That's it. Sorry. Or you can kind of dabble in all the other temporary, ephemeral means in which to, you know, lose a few pounds in 2 months so you can look halfway decent at a wedding that nobody cares about. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my first time I'm going to swear. This shit is real. And you have to get realistic about it if you really want to make dramatic change and you want it to stick. It's got to stick. You know what I mean?
Nobody has more fun than Tony Horton.
Dude, I love that guy. He is the man.
But that's it, right? Man. Plan, purpose, and accountability. There has to be a reason that you're doing the thing. There has to be a plan that you know you're going to follow. And there has to be some way to keep yourself accountable. For me, for a while, that was you. Now, when I don't go, I recognize that I feel like crap. And that's all I need. That's what gets me out the door and in the gym every single day. So that's, I mean, it really is that simple. That easy? No, but it is that simple. But to Nick's question earlier about measurement, how do you, and I've struggled on this show talking to Zach about it, because we talk all the time about just focus on being 1% better every day. What the hell does that mean? What does it mean to be 1% better? I can go to the gym and I can lift 5 more pounds on the bar that day. Ah, I lifted more. Look at me. I grew. Right. I got stronger. I can run an extra couple of, 100 meters or whatever. And oh, look, I got farther. But that 1% improvement every day, I don't know if that's something that you do, Joe, in your work, but how do you quantify like a little better every day?
Yeah, for sure. And I don't personally, for me, I don't see it as like, oh, I lifted 5 more pounds today, or I walked 1,000 more steps. It's not, I don't quantify it like that. For me personally, I have a list of my daily rituals. So like, if nothing else happens today, as long as I tick as many of those boxes as possible, if I get them all, it's great. I have like 7 of them. If I get them all, that's still a great day. And they're very like if you looked at the list, you're like, oh, that's it. Like it's, I mean, on a different screen, I can read them to you right now though. I'll tell you right now. And it's funny. I don't like have them all memorized. Sure. 'Cause I look at it every day, but I have a little,
I have my little project management tool. I do the same thing. I track them every day. Check the box of all the things I did. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have a little like walking, it's not a meditation, but it's kind of just kind of like prime your brain a little bit. Like I practice some gratitude, visualize, I'm moving because I'm walking. I do that. Okay. I train, I lift weights, not every single day. I might do like a yoga on a day, whatever. I have certain like work responsibilities, like client check-ins and things. Like I have to get that done. And then I have a couple like personal development things. So right now I'm working on like a coaching certification. So it's like get those exercises done for that. Like that's literally it. Like it's a very small list, but that's the idea is like if the whole day goes to hell and I have at least checked most of those boxes, I know I'm moving in the right trajectory. So I don't see it as like, oh, can I quantify if I got one, like in that question, right, from the fan or whatever, it was
from Nick,
Nick, what's that 0.1%? Like, it's not going to be perceptible. It's not like, it's perceptible over very long time horizons. Right. And so when we talk about like what to do, the way that I kind of see it, right. And if you mind me sharing an analogy is like your brain operates like a thermostat, like your mind operates like a thermostat, right? So like the thermostat in your room, if it's set to 70 degrees, when it gets too hot, the air conditioning kicks on and knocks you back down. If it gets too cold, the heat kicks on and brings you back up. Right. You have like a default temperature that you operate at. So if you decide to like start a new plan and it's loaded with like, you're going to work out 7 days a week and you're going to meditate for an hour and you're going to, split a bagel with a trash can for your diet and like do all this crap. You have kicked up the heat,
and you're
going
to do it all at 4 a.m. because that's what all the most successful guys do, right?
Right. And you wear your red light glasses and your finger shoes and whatever, toe shoes, whatever. But you do all that stuff. But what happens is you have now kicked up the heat on your mental thermostat so high that your brain's like, dude, this is not us. Like, this is not what we do. And you start to self-sabotage in little ways, right? Like maybe you take a day off here, you have some cheesecake there, and eventually you start to bring yourself back down. But the opposite is true. And this is I think, the root of the question for people. Is like they get to a point the other direction where things get so, I don't say bad, but like they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see, or they're falling behind at work, they're not making the money they want to make, and they kind of hit this threshold of like, I got to get my ass in gear and get my shit together, and they start to come back up, back up to baseline again. So the question becomes, how do I reset where my default is so that I'm at a place where I'm always operating at that level, right? Where like ideal, like best version of me would operate. And the only two ways that I have found to do that, one is like a very significant emotional event, you know, like someone has a heart attack and they survive it, and now they have a new lease on life and they get healthy. Okay, we don't want that.
Yep.
The other way is like through conditioning, where you just do it all the time. This is why I have daily rituals. The trick is those rituals need to be so like small and like almost imperceptible. Otherwise, you start to ring that thermostat alarm in your head and you go the other way. And now you're not motivated because it's too hard. It's too much. It's like, hey, I'm tired. Or the kids are running around like maniacs. Like, it's got to be like little things. And so I tell people, I literally just gave a webinar yesterday for a company. And part of it, it was a nutrition webinar, but part of it had some goal setting. Like, how do we attack this, you know, on your own personal level? And the main step in the goals is like, whatever you wrote down to do is like reduce. Like, make it as like silly easy, like as easy as possible.
Right.
To the point where you're like, this looks stupid. Like, it's not going to work. But it will work because you can do it and you don't need to be motivated to do it. It's like a very simple box to check. And then as you get more consistent and you feel better about it, you can turn up the intensity. Right?
Yeah.
So,
So two things about this. When this question came in, I was thinking about it. And ironically, I was moving my car around. We live in this little gated community. I was moving the car. And I don't usually buckle the seatbelt because I'm driving like 200 meters and whatever.
Right.
But I heard this question. I was thinking about it. I'm driving the car and the little alarm goes off saying, hey, dummy, your seatbelt's not on. And it was the perfect analogy to me because I was like, for me to change my behavior right now, this has to be less comfortable than the seatbelt. Yeah. So in order to make this annoying problem in my life go away, I need to make a change. Which is more comfortable? Listening to this for the next 2 minutes while I drive around or putting the damn seatbelt on to shut it up?
Yep.
Same thing, I think, with life. Like, which discomfort do you want to live with? The one where you're overweight, you're miserable, you feel like crap every day, you crawl out of bed, you crawl into bed at the end of the day because you're just exhausted and worn out? Or are you a little worn out because you went to the gym and your muscles are taxed, but you have a little more energy, you have a little more focus? Like, these little changes that we talk about, there has to be a level of it's less uncomfortable than staying stuck where I am and feeling miserable. I think that's the thing that people need, is to figure out which discomfort do I want to live with.
Yeah. And what's cool, like the light at the end of the tunnel and all this, right, is if we kind of like set motivation aside for a second, like we know it's going to come around, you know, it's like Halley's Comet. It'll come around sometimes, like every once in a while, like we'll get it.
But, about every 75 years, as it turns out.
Yeah, approximately, right? So, but if we focus more on like the discipline up front, like, hey, set a ritual for yourself, like, people I'm a morning guy, so I have like my morning routine, whatever. You don't got to do what all like these people on, you know, Instagram say, like, you got to get up at 4 a.m. and run 50 miles. Make your routine fit what your goals are, but give yourself a couple simple things to do that you know you could do on your worst day, you could do when you're traveling, you could do like anytime. And you'll find that the momentum will bring about more motivation because you'll see some success and that'll bring it. Versus trying to get the motivation first and then going for that, if that makes sense, right? So it's give yourself a couple little things to do and work through that. And then as you build the confidence, as you build the experience, you'll be motivated to do more, like beyond of what you've done, because you have some success under your belt, right? So that's, my biggest takeaway, I feel like I repeat myself all the time when I talk to people, is like, dude, you're just doing too much. Like, you're just doing too much stuff. Like, if you just break it down to like really just a couple basic things, you can get to being, you know, complicated later, but complexity fails. Simplicity scales. You got to keep it simple.
Yeah. Build the momentum rather than waiting for the motivation. Like that's the key.
Yep.
All right. Good stuff, man. Thank you for sitting in today for Zach. I know he's riding some ride right now in Disney World, having a great time on our behalf. Thank you to the listeners for being there. If you've gotten any value out of this conversation, please do share it with your network, either through social media or email or however you want to share it. It just helps us accomplish our mission of helping as many people in your position as possible. You're the key to that. So please hit that share button today and come back next week to thefitmess.com for a brand new episode. Joe, before we get out of here, where can we learn more about you and your coaching services?
For sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Thank you to listeners for checking it out. You can check me out at resultswithjoe.com or at resultswithjoe on pretty much any platform. I'd love to have you check it out, and thanks for having me on.
We'll hit that link in the show notes as well. We'll see you next week at thefitmess.com.
We know. This podcast is amazing, and it doesn't seem to lack anything, but we need a legal disclaimer. Prior to implementing anything discussed in this podcast, it is your responsibility to conduct your own research and consult your physician. You should assume that Jeremy and Zach don't know what they're talking about, and they're not liable for any physical or emotional issues that occur directly or indirectly from listening to this podcast.